Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. All right, I am so excited to be able to share with you today's reflection as we look at the Gospel of Mark today. Jesus saying, "This is the time of fulfillment." And then right after that, he's going and inviting, calling his disciples to come and be with him, to follow him, to drop their nets, to abandon what they're doing so that they might be fulfilled. Now, this is just a really cool aspect of discipleship, is that Jesus calls us first. He invites us to be fulfilled. He calls us to be in life in fulfillment with him. And it's our job then to respond by dropping our nets and following after him. Now, in this passage, he doesn't say, "No, come and follow after me so that you can do all this work and all these tasks. And then maybe in like 30, 40, 50 years, once you're in heaven, then you will be fulfilled." Now, heaven will be our ultimate fulfillment. That'll be the bliss of eternity, the greatest joy we'll ever experience. And we look forward to that and we anticipate that. And what God gives us here on this earth is a foretaste of that. But in this passage, Jesus says, "This is the time of fulfillment." And the apostles drop their nets and they follow after him. Now, my wife and I, we love doing this basically the same thing with our own children. So we'll take some time and we'll plan something exciting for them. Maybe we're going on a trip, or maybe we're going to go to an arcade or someplace in town, or maybe just somewhere to eat that our kids love to go eat. And a lot of times we won't tell them what we're doing. We'll just say, "Hey, get your shoes on and we're going somewhere." Now, it's almost a trained behavior in our kids, because they know that if we're withholding something from them, if we're not giving them all the information, most of the time, if not all the time, it's something that has brought them fulfillment in the past. And there's this recurring element of what we're doing that helps the kids kind of be trained to know, like, when we're called to drop what we're doing, something in us is going to be fulfilled. We're going to be able to experience great joy, great life, great happiness. Now our kids are pretty young, so they're not thinking that intellectually about this, but you can see it in their eyes. You know that when mom or dad says, "Hey, put on your shoes, we're going somewhere," they know that something good is going to come. This is the beauty of discipleship. Jesus calls us in every place, in every moment of our lives, in every space in our lives, in every relationship, in everything we're doing. He's calling us to follow him. And when we do, our lives are fulfilled. Now, this podcast and the launching of our platform, Come Follow Me, that's what this has been for me. It's been an incredible gift. Several years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, God put it on my heart to begin to develop what is now launched today. And he began to plant the seed of, "Eric, I have something more for you. I have something that I desire to give you. I'm going to take you somewhere. Come and follow me." And I have been discerning this now for a couple of years. I've had conversation after conversation with people, and I've spent so much time discerning and praying about this. Today is the day, and I am so excited. There's something in me today that is fulfilled. There's a new joy, a new life that exists inside of me. And I believe this is because it is the fruit of my yes to Jesus Christ, the fruit of my yes to follow him. And I am so excited for that. And in a similar way, today, January 24th is fitting. It's the feast day of St. Francis de Sales. St. Francis de Sales was a saint that about 5 or 6 years ago, I discovered as I was studying for my master's, I was asked to, required to read his text, Introduction to Devout Life. And a similar thing happened to me. I read it. And as I began to read it, this desire stirred up in me of saying, God, you're calling me somewhere. You're doing something in me. And as I dove into the teachings of St. Francis de Sales, I began to be fulfilled. In so many ways, it captured my heart and said, Eric, this is the time of fulfillment. Come and follow me. And for several years now, I've devoted myself to diving into his teachings and growing in the spiritual life. And it has been such a gift. Over time, over the past 5 or 6 years, as I've really began to embrace discipleship in Jesus Christ, my life is being fulfilled. Now, I want to invite you into that today. God is calling us once again in every place, in every moment. He is calling us to be with him. Whether it's a difficult situation or a beautiful situation where you're full of gratitude, whether it's a difficult relationship or a joyful relationship, God is calling you to follow him. We must be ready and we must at all times be dropping our nets to follow. And in that, we will be fulfilled. Now, finally, I want to end with the responsorial psalm of today that says, teach me your ways, O Lord. When we do this with our kids, one of the coolest things that we can do is like outdo what we did before, like that we can do something even greater than what they're expecting. This is the beautiful thing about our Lord is his plans are greater than our plans. His ways are beyond our ways. Isaiah 55. And as we begin to follow, we will learn that God's plan for us, his ways are so far beyond our ways. He has things in store beyond anything we could have ever imagined. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you know better than I what will bring me true and lasting fulfillment. Give me the grace today to listen attentively for your invitation and the boldness and courage to abandon whatever else is going on in order to follow you. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Guide me in your truth, for you are God, my Savior, for this is the time of fulfillment. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.